Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And okay, last year during the Super Bowl, I went to a movie theater and saw 80 for Brady and had a good time.
Well, you probably should have done it this year too.
You know, I'm not, or couldn't you guess, I'm not a football person, but I was watching this and everyone around with me assured me that this was an uncommonly dull game.
But there was a highlight.
There was.
A local television ad starring Adam Yellen.
I loved that part. Adam Yellen is the artistic director, is the head of performance at Jewish Repertory Theater, and currently in The Wanderers at Jewish Repertory Theater, Western New York.
Along with some other TV personalities. Alex Watts, who's on commercials for hardware.
True Value Hardware, yeah. She just inspires me that I can do it myself.
You can. And Alex Malays, who has two different spots running, one for Save the Michaels and the other one for a local car company. So
it's West Her, which also yes. has Josh Allen, right?
Yes, yes.
I thought she knew Josh Allen. I don't think they've ever been in the studio together. Otherwise, I would have gotten some signed memorabilia. I have nephews.
We're going to have to ask her about that.
Anyway, it was a very busy theater week also, which we might as well begin with The Wanderers at Jewish Repertory Theaters, stars of stage and television commercials, Adam Yellen, Alexandria Watts, Alex Malays, and the wonderful Jordan Levin.
Yes, sir. And I was thinking, if they all brought their Artie Awards to the dressing room, there wouldn't be enough room left over for the makeup. What an A-list cast.
It's a very good cast, and it's a very beautiful play. Two narratives, two couples. It is a Hasidic Jewish couple in the 1970s. And a 2015 contemporary high-powered couple. He's got a Pulitzer Prize, very, very successful. And a movie star comes and sits in the front row at one of his readings. And then the next day, she emails him. And he begins an online flirtation with a movie star. And without giving anything away, these stories turned out to be intertwined in surprising ways. And there is one spectacular reversal that you never see coming. And that's as much as I'll say, but beautiful acting, beautifully directed by Steve Vaughn, and exquisitely lit by Brian Cavanaugh.
Amen to that direction.
Yeah. Well, that's The Wanderers. That's at Jewish Repertory Theater. They perform in the JCC up in Gettysville. And then downtown at the Compass Arts Center, which is 545 Elmwood Avenue. That's American Repertory Theater of Western New York. Local playwright Bella Poynton, who is a science fiction writer, maybe unique in the American theater. It's up to Bella Poynton alone. And her play is called The Mighty Maisie. And Maisie is a woman somewhere in between Batavia and Buffalo, and something rather unusual has happened at her mobile home. Men do not seem to be able to step on her porch, to cross her threshold. Well, I don't want to give it away, but the poster does feature a 1950s-style flying saucer, and it is Bella Poynton, science fiction writer.
Again, just as with The Wanderers, great cast, beautifully directed by Kelly Bocock Natale, and a story that just grabs you right from the entrance of the actress Marina Seifert, who enters after a long night of heavy drinking and is taken care of by Maisie, played by Marie Costa.
Right. Well, yes, she loses it in a flower pot. But as we learn quickly, she has not had a night of heavy drinking. Something very bad has happened to her. But the humanity between these women and the light touch of direction, Kelly Bocock Natale, very serious underpinnings to everyone's story. But she manages to keep it footed in the world of comedy.
Well, in town, it's a national tour at Shea 710. Forbidden Broadway, a send-up of all sorts of favorite Broadway shows on through the weekend. And you got across town to Torn Space.
I did, to see their production of Ingmar Bergman's Scenes from a Marriage, which he adapted from his 1973 television miniseries. This features spectacular Tracy Lane as Marianne, with three different, arguably four different actors playing Johann, the husband. It's the disintegration of a marriage over a 10-year period at Torn Space in an avant-garde manner. And we can talk more about that next week. But it's a weekend of openings tonight. Irish Classical Theater is opening The Loved Ones, and across the street at Shea Smith Theater, Second Generation Theater is doing The Niceties. We'll have a lot to catch up with next week. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.